There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Okay, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, the Friday Eve edition of the show. Glad to have you along. Easy to get in touch as well, as obviously you know, because it's happening before the show even got started in earnest. 251, not like Ernest goes to camp, but like before it really got started. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for a call or a text, and with the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can send us one of those talkback messages. I was gonna wait till John Sharp came on at 12:35, and we will ask him about this because Jeff mentioned the mosquito story. And it's funny, I had the folks in yesterday. If you didn't hear, in the 1 o'clock hour, I had Dr. Michaels in from Mobile County Health Department, and he kind of thought, I guess, when I first reached out to them, we wanted to talk mosquitoes, which we can on a show in the future. And I always like to talk about the Sentinel chickens they use around here, right? Which I've always said, somebody make a cool chicken recipe and call it Sentinel Chicken. It sounds like a recipe. But we talked about ticks on yesterday's show, and if you didn't catch the show, go back and check the podcast out. It's something. The number of tick bites have led people to go to the hospital just this year around the country. It was of note, so yeah, check that out. But John's got the story up about Eastern Shore mosquitoes. I have heard from many now. It was a few before about how bad they were. One person associated with this radio station that may be a meteorologist who lives in the Montrose area talks about they're bad enough that he is running from his car to his home because of the mosquitoes. Okay, so I'd heard that story, but Jeff asking, are they any worse? I live on a farm. There's no spraying going on. We don't run insecticides or anything where I am. They're bad because it's rained and there's water standing in the woods and in the ditches. But it's not, it's like normal rainy summer bad, right? I mean, it's not like there's none. And yeah, when you get under a shade tree or it starts getting, you know, dark in the afternoon, or you're bush hogging or mowing through some higher grass and legions of the mosquitoes come up and they're all over you, they're there. Yeah, it's not like we don't have any. We got plenty. But it just didn't seem to me to be more than normal. But now I'm seeing from people on the Eastern Shore that it seems to be more than normal. By the way, I didn't get to answer. Ben had sent me a text. Ben, he sent me a picture where he's got the blood on his shorts where he's smashing mosquitoes. Ben, I'll trade you some back. I've got those too, where you smash mosquitoes and enough of them, you got blood stains all over your pants. Hoping it's your blood in there, not some other. I don't know. This from down on the causeway. The mosquitoes around the Delta and Bay Conservation Center are unreal. And Delta mosquitoes, let's talk about this for a second. Delta mosquitoes can be really, really bad. I mean, a lot of standing water. You got a lot of roseocaine, a lot of shade down there. You know, anybody who spent time in the Delta going out for blue-winged teal season in September, y'all know the sound when your boat bumps up against the cane of the blind and you hear a whoa. It's not an engine from another boat coming. No, it's the mosquitoes getting out there. So it's world-class mosquitoes. But even now, they're saying the mosquitoes there on the causeway so bad, they literally chased the guy who was doing the lawn mowing at the facility. The guy on the lawnmower was chased off the mower by the mosquitoes. It's pretty bad. Said it's worse than was it worse or the same as down at Grand Bay? That can be bad, too. Worse mosquitoes than that. And so we'll get to the story. Eastern Shore mosquitoes, it says here, a complete nightmare. So we can talk about that, how bad they are. Also, we can do your Mount Rushmore of bad mosquito places outside of here. Mine are pretty separate, actually, in latitude. The Yukon Territory, Alaska's bad, and the gnats are bad, but the worst on my list of worst mosquitoes, Yukon Territory, we were, my grandparents as a kid, driving the Alcan, driving through to Alaska, and I thought I had seen some mosquitoes. I had never seen anything like that. It was epic. And then Flamingo, Florida. So the south tip of Florida, there at the Everglades, Everglades National Park, that's where they're so bad that you couldn't, you had to run as fast as you can from one thing to the other to get inside. I've had them bad in South Louisiana, South Alabama, Mississippi Delta, Cheeha in the forest, but the ones that stick out to me, Yukon Territory and Flamingo, Florida. Now, around here, Dolphin Island's been bad. We've got a lot of bad around here, but those are the two that stick out to me. Baldwin County, though, a mosquito explosion infestation going on there. So we'll get your text on that, because it looks like already people going, yeah, it's bad. Let's see, other people. Yeah, it's like everybody checking in, like, through the text. So all of Baldwin County looks like everybody's got a mosquito story here. Yeah, Irish Indian said, how about the Delta gnats? Those bad boys have gigantic teeth. Yeah, the gnats you'll get the Delta. The gnats you'll get down at, South Mobile County. It depends on which way the wind blows. If you're fishing in the marsh in Louisiana, same thing. Before somebody can text it in, yes, I know about skin so soft and mosquito nets and all that. I would rather have mosquitoes than those gnats or what we get in the river swamp, bull gnats. I will take a mosquito any day over a bull gnat. Bull gnats are like, thank God they only have a limited run each year. They're not around, they're around for about 2 months bad, and they are horrible. Let's see. Dakota said, I swear to God, they're the size of a half dollar. Some of the mosquitoes we got on the farm are like that, too. They're really big, leggy. This texture says, yeah, Daphne. I can vouch for the mosquitoes in Daphne. Biblical proportions. The locusts got nothing on the mosquitoes, right? The Bible warned us about the plagues of locusts, which is not mosquitoes. Chris in Orange Beach says, Grand Island, Louisiana, they sound like helicopters. You know what? I'm going to put that on my list, too. I don't know, Chris, if that was worse than down at Flamingo or up in the Yukon Territory, but that's pretty darn bad. We used to go camp out, Chris. And maybe some of those old boys are listening to me right now. We used to go camp out on the beach, Elmer's Island at Grand Isle, to wade fish. We'd drive down there with our tents and whatever bologna sandwiches we could afford and camp on the beach and go fishing. And they were epic. You wanted the wind to blow. Like if you're an offshore fisherman, you always want it to lay out. We didn't want it to lay out. Let's see here. IT Jesus says, my tin hat is saying some different thing has happened to cause these mosquitoes. Do you think that gain-of-function research has worked on these mosquitoes, IT Jesus? Joshua said the shipyard and the causeway mosquitoes are the Asian tiger stripe mosquitoes. They probably came over on a ship like fire ants. When you swat them, they get mad instead of dying. Those ones with the stripes, I'll see those on Dolphin Island a lot, too. I guess I've seen them up here, too, but I know which ones you're talking about. Kind of like a white striping on the leg. Michael, Dolphin Island this morning near the Goat Tree Bird Sanctuary had the biggest and worst mosquitoes I've ever seen. These were huge yellow-looking ones. Okay, so now we got stripes and we got yellow. The yellow ones. Rock and Roll Doctor says, I don't live far from Dr. Bill at all. 22 years now in the same house, and Bill was here well before me. Mosquitoes have never been this bad. Never been as bad. Won't mow the yard till they're gone without a beekeeper suit. Okay, so something's trending here. But sounds like both counties got our issues. We'll get back to mosquito talk here in just a second. Phone number 251-343-0106. We'll probably throw some politics and other news in the mix too, but...
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. And looking through some text and pictures here. Also, you know, we had a story. We'll get back to these mosquito texts in a second. But had a story on the show. Was it last week, maybe? Yeah, the end of last week about Google. So, because they've got everything else figured out, Google is spending, and this probably, the fact that they want to do this, I don't think is a bad thing. I mean, if you're looking at things to help out the planet, even though I don't believe in killing all the mosquitoes, I know it gets people mad because I don't believe in killing all the critters on Earth. I think there should be bears and mosquitoes and snakes. God put those things here for a reason. Even if you don't know it, they're here for a reason. But like keeping them, you know, abated and keeping them from, you know, transmitting diseases and stuff, then okay. But yeah, so Google has got a plan. I guess they were permitted by the feds here to release they're engineered, they're sterile mosquitoes, okay? They go out there, and I guess when they, he and the she, they don't have little ones here. Well, okay, here's the story. This is from thescientist.com. Well, if it's from thescientist.com, it's got to be the best. Said the air in California and Florida is abuzz with activity. It's not due to summer mosquitoes, but rather the news about their control strategy. Recently, Google filed for permission to release millions of sterile mosquitoes in these states to curb disease-causing mosquito populations as part of their debug project. It's kind of funny for Google. Their project's called Debug. The initiative specifically targets, you say the name of that one, Culex quinifacidius mosquitoes, which are the primary carriers of the West Nile virus. To accomplish this, the debug team infected male mosquitoes with strains of Wolbachia, a bacterial endosymbiont that's known to manipulate the reproductive capacity of its host, often resulting in sterility. So they got a vasectomy, so mosquito vasectomy. It says, good idea. There are decades of science underlying these Wolbachia-based interventions in controlling mosquitoes. So, okay, so there's a whole story on this, and we can pop that up on our social media. But that's, they're trying to introduce these to bring down the population. I do worry, because when we start to tinker with nature, often we get outcomes we didn't expect, right? Sometimes we're very successful without any outcomes that we didn't expect. Sometimes there's others. But as a thing for Google to be doing with their extra money, I'm not completely against this one. Right. Instead of social engineering, they're mosquito engineering. Not bad. Not bad, Google. I hope it doesn't turn into being like, well, they did this and then bald eagles started falling from the sky or something we didn't expect. But yeah, they're working on that. So yeah, back to the mosquito list here and getting pictures of those Asian mosquitoes that I think Joshua was talking about and Ben was talking about. Yeah, I see them on Dolphin Island a lot. I guess I see them out at the farm some. They get that white striping, the magnums, right? You smack those babies and you got, looks like, I don't know, a cc of blood on your leg. I'll read part of this, Blake, because I thought the same thing. And maybe if I wasn't on the radio right now or we weren't around children or people's mothers, I would say this too. He said, my dad used to say mosquitoes are so big they could a turkey flat-footed. I've heard the same thing my whole life. Like, I just can't do that on the radio. Texture says, my wife uses avocado oil and they don't bother her. You know what's weird, too, about mosquitoes? Is, like, how much somebody gets bitten versus somebody else. I think there may have been studies about blood type, but it's weird. Like, when I was young, they'd light me up pretty good. And maybe it's as you get older and meaner or something. Like, I still get bitten. It's not like, but it's not nearly... You could put my children and I in the same place, and they'll get like 15-1 that I would get. Let's see. Unnamed texture said, mosquitoes are bad, but go set a net and no see 'ems. Flying teeth come in. That's worst experience I've ever had, worse than Indian torture. The no-see-ums are horrible. So are, and I know there'll be people here on the text line know what I'm talking about. That is the bull gnats. And by the way, solution-wise, let me give you a plug. I think they still have it. Somebody up there is listening, let me know if you do. It's called Buggins Naturals, and they have it at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I know you're thinking it's a safe store, but they have it there. They used to have it there. Hadn't bought any in 2 years because I hadn't gone through my bottle. It's a spray that runs bull gnats off. And the way I know this stuff works, too, is you put it on, and the bull gnats aren't bothering you, but it wears off in about 45 minutes or so. Yeah, it's a good test because you see bull gnats out there. This is usually a spring thing. It's not so much in the summer. You spray it, but I'm sure it works on the other gnats. You spray it on yourself, no gnats. After about 45 minutes, the efficacy wears off, and the bull gnats are back. And then you spray it on, they're gone again, which is good for giving me confidence that this thing is working, right? Instead of just spraying something and nothing happens, you're not sure if that was a reason. This stuff works. So I hope they still have it there. Call up and check out. It's called Buggins Natural. It works really good. Have it in my boat and vest, turkey vest. All right. Chad says, we have new at Terminex, they have new Thermacell pod systems for yards. You know, the Thermacells also work for me. I run Thermacells as well. I like those for hunting or camping or anything like that. I do use those. Those also, I believe, truly work. Like that Buggins Natural for bull gnats, just good old DEET for mosquitoes, and the Thermacells. I'm pretty sure, my experience over a decade, they work. CB Carl, Bonsecours always bad with mosquitoes, but my hen house is on a tree line. Going out to gather eggs is like donating blood. I usually don't get bothered by them. I say that all the brewer's yeast that I get from all the beer I drink protects me, but this year has been exceptionally bad. Do you think that's it, Carl? Is it the cold beer that protects us? Okay. And this is Michael sending me pictures of these yellow mosquitoes from Dolphin Island and said, also, am I the only one who used to flex when a mosquito bit me so it couldn't get out while it was easier to squash? I didn't know that. Flex the muscle to hold the proboscis while you smash. I never did. I bet I smashed plenty. I didn't know about that. Let's see. Okay, well, this is pretty good territory here. This texture, now this is not, I told you I've had some bad gnats and bad mosquitoes, southeast Louisiana. I know the neighborhood here. It's at $7 Bayou on the west side of the Mississippi River, at the Mr. Go, the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet, north of Breton Island. Would stay there at nights on a shrimp boat when shrimping at the beginning of the season 55 years ago and had to be inside the boat at dark. Mosquitoes would carry you off. Yeah, they could be super bad. Like, Ship Island, it's been really bad. Horn Island's been really bad. Dolphin Island's been really bad. We never spent the night on Breton, but been there, but I imagine it could be bad as well. Dakota might be, like, my kids would feel better knowing how susceptible he is. He said, I could be 100 miles offshore and I'll get bit by a mosquito. B-Dark says, Sean, maybe it's the Martin bird population being diminished and nobody building them houses. Maybe. I got a high-rise Gulf Shores condo Martin house sitting right outside my house. It's kind of funny, though, because in a storm years ago, hurricane, the metal pole for it got bent. So all the Martins are living at about a 23-degree angle. I still like it, though. Okay, somebody said yellow flies are the worst. I will raise you bull gnats because I've spent a lot of time about, but I hate some yellow flies too. Which, by the way, I got a trick you can use to catch the yellow flies. I agree they're bad, but I'm gonna raise you bull gnats. How about that? How about that's our, you know how on sports radio they go, what if the 1973 so-and-so played the 1944, you know, whatever. Okay, in this battle royale, it's bull gnats versus yellow flies. What do you think? We'll ask John Sharp, too, when he comes on.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1235 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile this Thursday. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms. In addition to Stone Arms, too, and I've talked about this recently, a place to go, once you get a great firearm from Stone Arms and you want to shoot, the fantastic range. It's a member range. You can apply to be part of it. Silver Creek Range near Gulf Crest, and has 16 different ranges, everything from rimfire to, you know, handguns, to those of us that like to do distance shooting, 1,000-yard rifle range as well. So silvercreekrange.com, you can find more information there, or when you go by and see the crew at Stone Arms, whether you're signing up to get your green light from the feds to be able to get a silencer or a suppressor, or in there buying ammunition, accessories, whatever, ask them about the range as well. Stone Arms, you can find them just west of Snow on Airport. Find them online, stonearmsinc.com, or find them on Facebook, Stone Arms Inc. there as well. All right, it is my friend and yours. It is a man who's been, I guess, recently run off the pickleball courts by the mosquitoes in Baldwin County. It's John Sharp from AL.com. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean. Actually, was out at the pickleball courts this morning. I played awful. And I blame the mosquitoes.
That's fair.
That's my excuse for the day.
I mentioned that you and I were talking about, you know, and I wanted, and we will get to it. I want to talk about the Mystics and the dance floor and all the stuff, you know, around the arena. But I mentioned and everybody's like, we want to talk about the mosquitoes. John's story about the mosquitoes. I have, it looks like on this text line, about half the population of Baldwin County has texted me saying how bad the mosquitoes are through all parts. This is from South Baldwin to where Montrose, Daphne, Silver Hill. I think they were Foley, Bon Secours. I mean, everybody's checking in here on bad mosquitoes. Yeah. So you obviously are, you've written the story that has everybody talking out there, and the mosquitoes have everybody talking too.
Yeah, I've had some people, you know, chime in and say, well, it's just not the Eastern Shore, and I get it. I know it's not just the Eastern Shore, but the public service announcements came right away from your officials in the Eastern Shore communities of Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. And anecdotally, I mean, it was almost like Tuesday morning was an explosion. It was, you know, well, actually, really Monday. Monday was just an explosion of mosquitoes.
Well,
everywhere.
That's when they get their work week started, John. I mean, the mosquitoes are like, yeah, it's Monday. Yeah. I had a nice relaxing weekend of not pestering people. Y'all get back to work. It's Monday.
Well, I'd like to lead in my story. You know, Father's Day was, I mean, we went, I went out to dinner with my family to the Causeway and didn't even think of the mosquitoes. You just walk right in, we're standing around enjoying the outdoors, didn't think of mosquitoes at all. But had that dinner been, you know, pushed back a day, yeah, it would have been a different, we'd probably been running into the restaurant. So it's just it's different climate in a matter of snapping your fingers almost. And yeah, it has been, I think the mayor of Daphne put it succinct. He says it's been a complete nightmare. It's been mosquito mania for this week. And, you know, there was some rain that occurred yesterday that probably didn't help with regards to spraying. You know, the vector control folks tend to spray when it's dry. They're not going to spray when it's raining outside. And so that did not help at all yesterday. So, you know, we probably set some things back a little bit. But we'll see where we're at later on today. I know there's interest of the cities to spray in the evening time at dusk and into the dark, into the night periods. And the hope is that, you know, this explosion of these particular species of mosquitoes that have come up in the last couple of days, that if, you know, the spraying works, you know, that their hope is that by the end of the weekend, things will get a little bit calmer. Now, you know, we are at that time of the year again, and mm-hmm. we just don't know what's going to trigger, you know, another mosquito outbreak. What is interesting in talking to some of the folks that I talked to yesterday is that the type of mosquitoes that are infesting right now the Eastern Shore area primarily, are the type of mosquitoes that typically do not carry your West Nile virus. But that's not to say that they won't, but that's just to say typically those are the type of mosquitoes. They're larger mosquitoes. They're aggressive, so that's why you're seeing them coming after you. But they're not the type of mosquitoes that carry the blood-borne diseases that can affect humans.
That's interesting. It's not all mosquito species that are normally a vector for West Nile.
Correct. And that's kind of what we're, You know, that's kind of where we're at right now. That's the blue. Now, that's not to say a week or two from now, that might not be the case, because really the prime mosquito seasons are start usually in the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not even in the prime season yet. So you go July, August, September, and into October. Those are the main months. And yeah, we haven't had any reports of West Nile virus yet, but that's, you know, as we see every year, it's forthcoming. And so, yeah, everybody's just kind of, if this is a prelude to the season to come, oh boy, I mean, it's going to be fun. But
it's these years, we got lots of, even though it's very interesting, and in your story you talked about some mosquito, the eggs will lay dormant until we get a big rain event. Like that, it's not like they're just now laying the eggs, that they've been there and then it triggers them to come out. But we had 15 or 16 inches of rain in May. You know, we were in a drought for about 10 months, and then we abated that in about a month and a half. We're now 3 inches over out at the airport. There's a lot of places for them to, a lot of nightclubs for them to meet each other, you know? Out there, there's a lot of standing water.
Right, and it was a real party last week, apparently. So, you know, you had a tropical storm. I mean, we had a lot of rain last week, and so you got that, this humid weather, you know, just kind of where we're at on the Gulf Coast. It's just a perfect storm for this kind of situation. But yeah, it's a nuisance. It definitely is. It has been all week. Again, this morning, anecdotally, I'm playing pickleball and they're everywhere. And you know, the advice.
No respect for a pickleball court. They even came on
right
to the.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's pickleball, tennis, basketball, you name the courts, they're there. The only advice I can give, and this is the scout in me,
yep.
But when you go out in the woods, you put 25% DEET spray on. You don't put the stuff that may smell like lavender, and I mean, it doesn't have any effect. You got to have.
That's for that. So let's, yeah. What you're talking about, and by the way, if you're listening, you understand that it's two Boy Scouts talking to each other, Sean and John.
Right.
So, except he made Eagle. Okay. So, but the DEET thing too, there's a bunch of different, I mean, and probably a run on mosquito spray right now, but like you and I learned in Scouts, separate states, everything. You got to have at least 25% DEET. It's got to be something that risks taking the paint off your car.
Take a look at the ingredients on the can before you buy it. But yes, 25% DEET. If you see something that says, oh, we don't have DEET because, you know, people don't like the smell and that, whatever the case might be. But when you are being infested by mosquitoes, wear the DEET.
That's correct.
It matters. And I actually have a can of something that has 40% DEET in it. So I felt immune, and I don't have a bite on me this morning, so I was good to go. But those that did not, yeah, it might be a different case.
But some of the stuff
stuff
out there, I don't know what it was when you were growing up in Scouts, in your troop, but Scoutmaster had some military surplus stuff, I think. I mean, it was holdover from Vietnam era. He used to spray us down with. It may be why I'm so weird today, but we'd be at, well, you know, you spend time at Balboa. We'd be at Camp Balboa and be fine. It'd be raining and everything. We'd be fine.
Yeah, and it's not that the mosquitoes aren't there. They're there, but they're not going to bother you if you are properly protected. And also, you know, it doesn't hurt. I know it's summertime, but if you do have a loose-fitting long-sleeve shirt or long-sleeve pants, you're out in the yard doing some work, that may not hurt either. Just while, you know, mosquitoes are very visible and out there, especially in the evening times. I mean, that's another advice that, you know, I think a lot of people take for granted. It's hard when, you know, it's hot outside. You don't want to wear long sleeve shirts, but it might not hurt, at least temporarily, to do so.
Absolutely. And they make a lot of great, I mean, as a guy that doesn't want to spend all my time at the dermatologist having stuff burned off, a lot of us that spend a lot of time outside, we've got, you know, cool shirts, you know, whether they be the, you know, like the rash guard type shirts or the fishing shirts that are not, you know, they're not super hot, but they're long sleeve. Yeah, you could do that. And I got the same material pants and all that. So it works out there. Okay. Even though this is the story I planned to talk about. So we'll pivot to this one, even though mosquitoes were part of the conversation. This is what does $510,000 get you for an arena?
Well, it gets you a lot. I mean, it's a lot of cool stuff, it sounds like. Now, keep in mind, it's $510,000 built into the contract. The overall cost of the project is a $300 million project. That's been out there. It's been approved. The contract's been approved over a year ago. So everything this isn't going in and doing what they call a change order, where you have to go in and spend extra amount of money to go out and buy things that are fun.
So this was already allocated. It was already allocated in there. They're just saying, okay, we're making that buy now.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's already part of the budget. But these are contracts that have to be approved to go out and buy these actual things. So the money, though, is set aside within the overall budget. So what the Mobile City Council did on Tuesday was they voted on two separate contracts. One of them was, let's see what the amounts were. One of them was $360,000, $364.03.
That's the dance floor, right?
That's for the dance floor, the dining chairs, bar stools, storage carts, all sorts of fun stuff, tables, things that your Mardi Gras groups may like. But that's all, excuse me, that's all part of the first contract that was approved. And then you add in also the second contract, is $150,000, and that was for a walkthrough weapons detection system, part of whatever security system that we're looking at over at the Regions Arena when it opens next year. But, yeah, that definitely is a needed purchase for sure. You combine the two together, it's $510,000. But, again, it is all built into the overall cost structure of the $300 million project that's currently under construction. Apparently, Regions Arena did not suffer. It was interesting. The mayor indicated there was some drywall that got wet. You know, there may have been issues at it.
Heard that something
that occurred over there,
but when drywall got wet and something else
roof tiles and stuff like. But the way he indicated that it didn't cause anything that's going to disrupt the progress of the, which is under a very tight timeline. Disrupt the progress of the arena. I think next month's going to be vital for this project.
Why is that?
To see whether or not. It has to be closed in, and the entire south end is open still. You know, I got a picture up there on AL.com, mm-hmm. and if anybody just drives by, you can look and see still straight in into the arena. But the claim from the mayor is that, well, by the end of July, it'll be enclosed. From the naked eye, it looks like there's a lot of work to get to that point. So it's going to be interesting. I think the weather is going to determine a lot of that. You know, you get the kind of week we had last week, that's tough to do that kind of construction work to get everything enclosed. But the goal is to get that building, you know, sealed up so that you can do all the work inside of it in order to meet that very tight timeline. Again, they want to have the arena open in January of 2027 for the start of the Mardi Gras season that year. And keep in mind that Mardi Gras is early next year as well.
Oh, yeah, Mardi Gras is so early, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, almost. So. But they want to get it going by January, I think the idea is that they want to get the thing to a point where they can open it. I mean, all the nooks and the crannies and all the special things may not be finished inside. The hockey season doesn't begin until October of 2027, so they have some time to go in and do the locker rooms, to do, you know, maybe the scoreboard, that sort of thing. You don't need all that to start Mardi Gras. So I think that's the goal, just to get in there, have it situated where they can start doing Mardi Gras balls. It'll be interesting to see which Mardi Gras societies want to be the guinea pigs, I guess you could say, or be the first.
But who is first? Because somebody told me they knew. Somebody from a crew told me they knew they would be the first. But then it's saying nobody knows who's going to be the first. I just say whatever crew goes first, y'all take care of it for the rest of us, please. That's it.
Yeah. Well, OVG, I asked them that question, and they would not confirm yet who's going to be the first. I've heard rumors, too. Who's not to say they may have some other event that goes on in there that maybe not Mardi Gras related to be the opening grand start. I have no idea yet. But we are getting to a tight time frame. I think it's, again, next month's going to be very crucial to getting that building enclosed and so they can get in there and really go to work on the interior of the facility. And you get into hurricane season. I don't want to jinx anything or anything like that, but that you get a storm through here and you're not enclosed, that really can be disruptive, as we saw last week.
Yep.
With just some, you know, drywall issues and related to a tropical weather that came through here. So, Yeah, but that's where we're at right now. Yeah, there's a little bit of momentum, or just a week off after the big announcement of the Mystics coming back. I did not get in touch with Zoyer Sports Entertainment to find out where they're at with regards to season ticket interest, but that's still out there right now. You had over 2,300 people at the convention center last week for the announcement of the Mystics. So they were an energetic group, and they bought a lot of merchandise. And that's all good signs. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, and so that's good momentum to start off with.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this on future shows, but you and I talked before. I was pulling for them going with the Mystics name, sticking with it. I'm happy they did. I think it's a solid brand. It fits. I'm glad. So glad they went with that. And then, that means you can bring your old jerseys back out. John, people want to read these stories and more. How do they find you?
Yeah, at John Sharp 99 on the socials and on AL.com as well.
And y'all listen, John, 25% beat, correct?
That's correct. Go for it. Oh, you may smell a little funny, but oh well. You won't get bitten.
Well said. There he goes, our buddy John Sharp. Boy Scouts unite, huh? All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. Y'all stay right there.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:53 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Y'all say hello to my buddy Blaine over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And I mean, I enjoy talking to Blaine here on the show, off the show. He's just a kindred soul. We talk a whole bunch before we even crack these mics open. And we're talking about mowers out there as well. No doubt the grass is growing. What you got for us to cut it with?
We've got all of our mowers in stock right now, all the Kubota mowers, Sean, ranging from 42-inch decks up to 72-inch decks in our diesel mowers. So we've got all of our gas and diesel mowers in stock right now here at Parrish Tractor. So if you're in the market for one, definitely come by, see us. We've got new and used in stock, still offering those strong financing terms through Kubota right now. So like I said, it's a good time to buy. We've got them all in stock right now.
Okay. And, thinking about the new, of course, there, but you mentioned used as well. So you do have some in the coming out of used.
Yes, we do. So we've got a few that we do offer trade-ins on lawnmowers. We offer them on tractors, skid steers, mini excavators, just about any piece of equipment. We do offer a trade. So if you're maybe in the market for a used one, we've got plenty of those in stock right now as well.
But if you've been cussing your current mower, think about getting a new one that doesn't have those problems. All right, tell folks how to find you online as well as in person.
Yeah, so you can find us online at parrishtractor.com. At the top of the page, you can, scroll through our new equipment, our used equipment, and our rental equipment. Or you can come by and see us in person. We're right here on Highway 59 in the middle of Robertsdale. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. And you can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, y'all go see him at Parrish Tractor. You get to be friends with him like I have over the years. Good guy. All right, let's read some text here. Jason, all the new mosquito removal companies should be raking in the loot right now. Some think they are really baiting them, right? That they're making more. You like they're doing the SPLC thing? They're working with the mosquitoes to drum up business. Let's see. Charlie said, I have a small pest control business, and I just sold the mosquito part of my business. Here you go, Jason. So, I mean, back-to-back text. Charlie says, I have a small pest control business, and I just sold the mosquito part of my business to another company because I couldn't handle the mosquito issues. It's gotten progressively harder to treat them over the years. You wonder if they're – I don't know. This is just off the top of my head. I have no facts here. Do you think they're adapting? Now, they don't probably adapt to DEET, but are they adapting to these other techniques? Like the ones that are susceptible to it die, the ones that aren't keep breeding? I don't know that is true. Which, by the way, in DEET percentages, my buddy Ben also just sent me, this cracked me up. He had the Cutter Backwoods High DEET, the 40% DEET. And that, I've seen those cans. I probably have one at the house. But what cracks me up is anybody who bird hunts and sees how they advertise for different shot shells. Ben says his cutter, 40% DEET, folds them up. It's pretty good. Maybe laugh twice today, man. Let's see. Oh, this is Avit. Okay, it's a two-part. Said, first thing he said, Sean, it seems to me the alleged sterile mosquito release was attempted in Brazil a number of years ago. Results were initially encouraging for approximately 2 years. Addendum to the premature message, after 3 years, a new hybrid form of mosquito arrived and the project was canceled. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Well, Avit, that's what I'm talking about, too, is like, and sometimes we do things. I'm not saying, I think Google might be, I think their heart's in the right place on this one. And maybe it's, we have done some controls like this at work, but you do wonder sometimes if you mess with nature or not, you mess with it, and then it goes, okay, hold my beer, watch this. I don't know if that's going to happen, but there you go. I think that already happened. C.B. Carl said, I wanted to wish you a happy National Catfish Day. Maybe it's just I was talking about the story the other day about the catfish trail here in Alabama, which if you haven't gotten to see the story, I put it up on Twitter with an amendment. It was a press release. I went through Yellowhammer News for the Alabama Catfish Trail, right? And the picture that went with it was a South American red-tailed catfish. Something that lives in the Amazon and the Orinoco Basin. It's not even here. Y'all do better, please. Michael say, good. Bull gnats, take it for sure in bull gnats versus yellow flies. A big, sticky boat buoy painted black is a trick you're talking about, I bet. You could do that one. The one we used to do is a plastic flower pot painted blue with 3M sticky on it, and the yellow flies would stick to it, and that'd be it.